Hello and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is the last program in Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season. You know what that means? This is show number 698. But to keep our staff and our musical guests safe, we will continue to abide by state and local guidelines concerning cleanliness and personal protective equipment. For now, our Wednesday performances will take place without a live audience. And with all that said, please, folks, welcome to the Red Barn stage, Don Rogers and the Apostle Billies.
Done canceled all the shows. Lord knows I sure will miss that sound. There's nothing new about awful plagues. They happened in the good old days when Moses threw his staff down on the ground. We gotta keep our distance now. Keep that plague from spreading around like the frogs and flies and locusts did back then. Guess we shouldn't go to work, bingo halls or mega church. They say that stuff is blowing in the wind. Sitting here in quarantine, right now life is awful mean, but I don't mean to do nobody harm. Sitting here in quarantine, just working on a new routine. This loneliness that'll get us through this storm. Guess I got it pretty good. A nice warm fire and a pile of wood. Anyway, spring is coming round. Times ain't like they were back then, when the darkness covered all the land. Pharaoh wouldn't let the Jews leave town. I got the music turned up high, and that's how I've been getting by. I'll do my part to flatten out the curve. Now all the family's here. I got a bowl of fruit and a box of beer. And that's a whole lot more than I deserve. Sitting here in quarantine. Now life is awful mean. But I don't mean to do nobody harm. Sitting here in quarantine, just working on a new routine. It's loneliness that'll get us through this storm. Get us through this storm. Yes, it's loneliness that'll get us through this storm.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
On the Red Barn stage tonight are Don Rogers and the Possibilities. Wit, wisdom, and a good measure of honesty that allows him to tell stories through music. Don Rogers has amassed a following by creating something really uniquely Kentucky. Joined by an all-star group of musicians tonight, together they'll give you a great night of Kentucky music. Please welcome back Don Rogers and the Possibilities to the Red Barn stage.
Chills me like the wind. I remember when you used to be the only friend that I could name. Old man, old friend, your face weathered like the wind. Life's breath has blown you in from out of the snow and rain. Long gone, down on, way down on Muddy Creek. Take me back down on, down on Muddy Creek. The time when we thought our lives were free. Smoking bowls with raw souls, racing by the river past the telephone poles, zipping by like a picket fence through youth's insanity. Long gone, down on, way down on Muddy Creek. Take me back down on, down on Muddy Creek. Times got hard. I saw you with a shotgun in your front yard. A busted up house, a busted up life, a busted up heart when she left that night. A gut scream in your front yard. Man, I never seen a woman run so hard. From her past and from yours too, out into oblivion. Wasted wheels, wasted words have never been spoken and never been heard. Statues break and hearts do too, so you might as well shoot at the sun. Long gone, down on, way down on Muddy Creek. Take me back down on, down on Muddy Creek. That's left as memories. You went right and I went left down on Muddy Creek. Now she's gone, she's lonesome gone, and I can quit singing this lonesome song. I hope that life is ripe and sweet down on Muddy Creek. Long gone, down on, way down on Muddy Creek. Take me back.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Don Rogers. Here's Brad.
Hey, I'm here with Don Rogers and the Possibilities tonight on Red Barn Radio, and welcome to all of you. I know many of you have been here before. Don, could you go ahead and introduce quickly the members of the band?
We have Anna Klein on guitar and harmony vocals. We have Mr. John Looney on electric guitar. We have Mr. Josh Anglin on drums. And we have Mr. Brandon May on bass.
You live in Bath now.
Yes,
Bath,
sir.
Bath County. Can you tell folks who are listening sort of where Bath County is situated in this great state?
It is about an hour's drive east of Lexington between Mount Sterling and Moorhead. The county seat is Owingsville.
Okay. What kind of town is that?
It is a very small town. It's an old, really old town that was once very prosperous back in the sort of early years of agriculture. It was a big agriculture center there. It's a small, dwindling town, but I don't live in the town. I live pretty far out of town, out in the country.
Is there anything in the town that you or your family would go in for on a semi-regular basis, other than to maybe get your tags renewed or something?
We go to the Ace Hardware.
So many of the great Ace Hardwares that used to be here now have been replaced by Home Depots and Lowe's. There's not that guy who's going to sort of hang out with you and, you know, talk you through the different bolts and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have. I met a man one time who said he came from the Golden State. And I had never been that far before. So I rode all the way in the back of a foreign pickup truck, just to see that great Pacific shore. Well, I heard there was sunshine, and I heard that there was peace, glory, gold, and comfort waiting there. But it did not take me long to see that it's just like the East. You know, it's those with the most always thinking life ain't fair. Silicon Valley, where the streets are paved with greed. Probably never go there before I die. In that California alley, where the marble stairway leads to that great McMansion in the sky. Of heaven's shore, where everyone can have a slice of American pie. But I touched that cold, cold water. I gave a quarter to the poor. And then I breathed in so much smog, I thought I would die. Well, they say California sunshine can make a rich man give it away, make a poor man think that he's free. But out here it's like a desert, and it hardly ever rains. You know, heaven's weather is not what I thought it would be. Silicon Valley, where the streets are paved with greed. I'll probably never go there before I die. That California alley, where the marble stairway leads to that great McMansion in the sky. I'll probably never go there before I die. In that California alley, where the marble stairway leads to that great McMansion sky. I grew up in Clark County, just a couple miles outside of Winchester on a little small acreage place that my family moved to back when I was a kid. And my family's been in Clark County for several generations.
And was your mom and dad there to work, to farm?
No, they worked in town. They actually both grew up in town. You know, town was part farm. They had hogs in town when my parents grew up, you know, that kind of thing. So agriculture in town was a blurred line.
You had a brother. Is this a younger or an older brother?
Well, that's the younger brother. I have an older brother as well.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All right. And where are they now?
My younger brother's in Asheville, North Carolina. My older brother lives right next to my parents in Clark County, where I grew up.
And are you the only musician among the boys?
I'm not. My older brother played guitar and fiddle before I ever played anything, and he was one of my primary inspirations for learning how to play music.
Was he your Jerry Wayne?
Early on, yes. You know, like learning chords and having somebody to strum along with. Jerry Wayne was actually, Jerry Wayne Chaney was a guy from up in Estill County that I used to meet up with at bluegrass festivals on a regular basis. And he was a great guitar player and a great singer. He inspired me to, you know, really sort of step out there and sing and play and take breaks on a guitar. And he's just one of these really encouraging guys who was just a few years older than me. But he died tragically in a car wreck about 10 years ago. I think it was 9 years ago, actually. Everybody knew this guy. Everybody really was inspired by him. Well, today I got to thinking about Jerry Wayne. This old place won't ever be the same. I saw a sticker on a pickup truck with his picture and his name. That's what got me to thinking about Jerry Wayne. Well, he was raised on that good old bluegrass sound, and he'd make everybody smile when he'd come around. And I learned a lot about the guitar and got the confidence to sing on the back of my truck, sitting next to Jerry Wayne. Well, he sanded down the top on his D-35. When he'd hit them strings, that thing would come alive. And he knew a lot of good bluegrass music, and everybody knew his name. It broke a lot of hearts when we lost old Jerry Wayne. And today, I got to thinking about Jerry Wayne. This old place won't ever be the same. I saw a sticker on a pickup truck with his picture and his name. That's what got me to thinking about Jerry Wayne.
Big John.
Sure didn't get enough time with Jerry Wayne. And he sure knew how to live his life. And when he'd pat you on the back, he'd do it right. And the way he lit a cigarette was the same way that he sang. Yeah, we all ought to live a little more like Jerry Wayne.
And today, I got to thinking about Jerry Wayne. This old place won't ever be the same.
I saw a
sticker on a pickup truck with his picture and his name. That's what got me to thinking about Jerry Wayne.
I saw
a sticker on a pickup truck with his picture and his name. That's what got me to thinking about Jerry Wayne.
Before you ever met Jerry, you had a lot of music in your family.
My dad's father was born up in Estill County in the 1890s, and he was in his 50s when my dad was born. So he and his brothers all played music and played music for a living in the early 20th century, but they all had died out by the time I came along. So all I had was stories from my father, who is probably the best storyteller I know. He's a very entertaining storyteller.
I know
and
this.
He had lots of stories, and he played some music. He played some guitar and played around on the banjo some. those stories really inspired my music more than probably any one thing. The imagination of the sort of excitement around music and the fellowship and the mischievous things you get into and all of the sort of creativity and all that stuff, my dad just really played that up. It was in this context of really, you know, Kentucky musicians. My grandfather's brother, Silas Rogers, was a great old-time fiddler who was played on radio stations in the early years of radio. And they had a few recordings which hit my ears when I was a teenager for the first time, and it kind of blew my mind, like stepping back in time, these recordings from the 30s. So some archivists and musical historians came around to my family back in the 1980s when I was a teenager and were trying to track down as much information as they could about my grandfather and his brothers. And so they had all these other stories about the whole scene back then of all of these old fiddle players trading tunes and sharing stuff. And that really just drew me in. And really from an early age, I've been obsessed with all kinds of music. But I have to say that that really hooked me probably more than anything.
Oh, very cool.
We weren't made to be so alone. Living in a big old jail we used to call a home. It ain't being inside our heads, but being with each other that keeps us going. And I don't mean a tiny screen on your telephone. Come Labor Day, maybe it'll be okay. We can all get out, it won't have to be this way. We can get together then, tell it all to all our friends. I know we'll have a lot to say come Labor Day. Roger Combs. Instead, I'm sitting here like a stone. Most people have never met half as many people as Roger has known. And I'd like to get them all together when this thing's gone. Come Labor Day, maybe it'll be okay. We can all get out, it won't have to be this way. We can get together then, tell it all to all our friends. I know we'll have a lot to say come Labor Day.
Grandpa, though, was that the Kentucky String Ticklers?
Yes.
Okay.
His name was Charlie Rogers, and his brothers Silas and Bryant and Roy were in several different bands. One of them, with some other folks that they played with at the time, was recorded at Jeanette Recording up in Indiana under the name the Kentucky String Ticklers. The first exposure I had here to Red Barn Radio was with my group that I called the New Kentucky String Ticklers, and that forged a great relationship with with Ed Commons here, who ended up producing a record of that band, the New Kentucky String Ticklers, which
Indeed.
Was a great experience.
And that was when we first met, too.
Yes.
I would never know at that point in time. I guess my daughter would have been very young at that time, would not know that she would go on to play fiddle, and then that we would spend time with you at festivals, bluegrass and old time festivals, and your dad. I mean, there's so much more to tell about your dad. I got to know your dad, you know, at the Moorhead, I think best, at the Moorhead Festival, where he was always selling instruments. I never bought one from him.
He probably remembers that, Brad.
I did notice that he started to ignore me when I came into the booth after a few years. When I saw that culture of mentorship, you know, out of those old-time festivals, and then especially at Cowan Creek, I had a chance to see you be that kind of person for so many young people. And I think it's just an interesting part of that old-time culture.
Yeah, it's crucial that we engage the young people and that we keep reinventing ourselves collectively. And the young people are going to do that. And I've always felt like that, and I've always felt like it's worthwhile to spend time with them. They end up doing the most creative and exciting things, it seems like.
Well, you did.
I've been locked up for a year now in the Powell County Jail. They're going to send me down the road a ways, and they might as well send me to hell. They say the life that I've lived now turned out all wrong. They're gonna send me down the road a ways, but I won't live that long. Year now, I've drank my weight in coffee, and this old concrete dungeon has become a home to me. They say the life that I've lived now turned out all wrong. They gave me 25 years today, I'll never live that long. Lived for 55 years, I guess that's a fair trade for the wreck that I made of my home and all the mistakes that I've made. The cocaine and the pills that I did turned out all wrong. They gave me 25 years today, I'll never live that long.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Don Rogers and the Apostle Billies, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Don Rogers and the Apostle Billies after this break. This is Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Thank you.
We're back. We're with Don Rogers and the Apossibilities, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style.
When you started playing music, was it acoustic music that you started with?
Yes. Very first thing was acoustic guitar. I learned a few tunes off of it, including a song that my grandfather wrote called the Rocky Road Blues that ended up getting recorded by Bill Monroe. And he did it as a country blues style tune that my dad learned from him when he was a kid and passed on to me. It's one of the first things I learned on guitar. And then when I was a teenager, my dad got a banjo, good bluegrass banjo, and I went to town and took lessons off of this great old hard-nosed bluegrass banjo teacher, learned that style, and really got into that pretty heavy.
You rebelled musically a little bit later in life when you were all grown up?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Both whether or not it's rebellion and both whether or not I grew up is up for debate. No, there is a good story, though, about that. I started playing electric guitar when I was in college. My brother had this pretty ragged old PV guitar, and I had a little amp, and I would turn it up and play and make noise and try to play, you know, ZZ Top songs or something. And my dad yelled at me from the bottom of the stairs one day, "Turn that stuff down." And so I started playing an old-time tune on the distorted electric guitar. That was my really only sign of rebellion, act of rebellion.
Today I sat out and had a little listening party, a COVID listening party, so I was listening all by myself back in my backyard, and everything was acoustic. And you're playing many of those songs tonight electrically.
That's right.
Why is it that you didn't record so many of these songs electrically?
My obsessions alternate between acoustic guitar, electric guitar, fiddle, and mandolin. And, you know, you can't do them all at the same time, or I would, you know.
Can plug them all. They all can be plugged in.
Right, but you can't get the whole nitty-gritty of it all. I really had an image for that Winetown record. That was what it turned out to be. I'm really happy with how it turned out. My daughter played with me on that. My old friend Roddy Puckett played bass on that, and my good friend Jesse Wells played fiddle on that record. The other thing is, Jesse and I had been playing a lot of those songs together in our band, Kentucky Wild Horse, so we didn't have to rehearse that stuff at all. We just kind of went in and laid it down. Well, I'm a Kentuckian. I'm from the South. But you won't hear hate coming from my mouth. Unless it's aimed at greed, or maybe hate itself. And I believe in a commonwealth. I'm from this place, and that's how I was raised. I'm a Kentuckian. The people in my life knew how to love. They see a man fall down and then they'd help him up. Sometimes they would say harsh things, but it wasn't that they didn't care. And they'd sure get mad at the people that didn't want to treat folks fair. And I still hear ringing in my ear the words of those Southerners. And I'm a Kentuckian. South, but you won't hear hate coming from my mouth unless it's aimed at greed or maybe hate itself. I believe in a commonwealth. I'm from this place, and that's how I was raised. I'm a Kentuckian. It's true that there was hate around, but the people around me didn't want to try to bring folks down. They would show respect to the people that would come around. It didn't make a difference, poor, black, or brown. And I still see, looking over me, the eyes of those Southerners. I'm from the South, but you won't hear hate coming from my mouth unless it's aimed at greed or maybe hate itself. I believe in a commonwealth. I'm from this place, and that's how I was raised. That's how I was raised. I'm a Kentuckian. guess I'm from this place. And that's how I was raised. I'm a southerner. I was really raised in the 80s listening mostly to what country music was on the radio. That's always kind of running in the background in some weird, twisted way. If you ever listen to some of that stuff, it's, you know, it can be kind of painful sometimes.
Well, I don't know.
There's some good stuff, and there's some stuff that's just kind of weird. Indeed. So, but then I started listening to a lot of rock and roll when I was in high school. You know, pretty much everything from The Who, Zeppelin, Southern Rock, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Marshall Tucker Band, all that kind of stuff. And then I really got hooked on the Allman Brothers Band when I was in college and really dug deep into that stuff. And at that point, I was starting to play a lot of guitar and learning stuff, and then got just as hooked on the music of the Grateful Dead and all the sort of splinter groups that came out of that. And a lot of the other sort of Bay Area psychedelic stuff like Quicksilver Messenger Service and Big Brother and Holding Company and all of that stuff really I was attracted to. And I was also learning Doc Roberts tunes at the same time. So Doc Roberts was a great old-time Kentucky fiddle player that my friend John Haird introduced me to his music when I was a young man. And so all that stuff sort of swirled together in a band that we had called the Green Jeans that my friend Roddy Puckett and his brother Todd, who we lost just a few months ago, the three of us created that band together. And it was a rock band. We were playing rock music. So we played all kinds of stuff, just covers of Grateful Dead, Allman Brothers, Neil Young, all just tons of stuff, you know. And we wrote stuff. We composed lots of instrumental music and so forth. And then if you speed up to about 8 years ago or so, my friend Danny Williams, who played in the New Kentucky String Ticklers with me, decided to put together an Allman Brothers tribute. A whole group of us got together and learned that music in detail and created a band called the Allman Butter Band. Actually, the last live gig that I played was with that band back in March. So Brandon and Josh are both full-time members of that band. So Brandon and I were raised on the same kind of stuff, not at the same time, but that whole jam band stuff, especially the old stuff.
Yeah.
And Josh and John and Anna are all also very into that stuff. We're jamming together. We're jamming a lot of that stuff. So we kind of have a vision for sort of psychedelic, hillbilly, Kentucky, swirling kind of fusion of stuff. Joe Heisel had a Mercury. We used to go out and give it hell. He and that fine Capri and me in my black Chevelle. We was driving too fast down 2 mile pike. I saw his lights when I first left town. Then I lost him after a mile or two. So I stopped and I turned around. And as I was coming over Bowamazon Hill, I could see him standing there. He and his buddy with that look on their face, all four wheels in the air. If you hit that hill and you hit it right, them American cars would take flight. We were just trying to get off of the ground. Break them ropes and chains that held us down. Skidded at the top of the hill, couple hundred feet, and he stopped. All we could do was just thank the Lord, find a phone, and call the cops. There was a force inside of us coming alive, and we really didn't know what for. We were caught between childhood's dream and knocking on heaven's door. But Joe had the character and the strength to wrestle that bad beast down. He was the salt of the earth, he was a man of peace when his life got off of the ground. If you hit that hill and you hit it right, them American cars.
the ground. Break these ropes and chains that held us down.
Trained as a counselor. I'm trained as a psychologist, mm-hmm. and I did counseling for many years. I have managed programs for several years now, so I don't do much counseling, but I manage programs that provide lots of counseling and other treatment services through our community behavioral health system here called New Vista that serves Lexington and the surrounding 16 counties around Fayette County. So we provide a lot of services here in Central Kentucky.
That's a huge area. Do you find yourself on the road a lot with that job?
I find myself on the Zoom screen.
Oh, right. How about prior to COVID?
There was a time that I was on the road a lot, and then just stuff kind of accumulates at the regional office that I work at that has kept me in the office a lot more than I'd like to be. I love being out on the road in all these great little towns where we have clinics and programs.
Listen to a lot of music when you're driving?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet. What's been the best part of the COVID routine?
Well, the silver lining for me personally has been, I think for a lot of folks personally, has been that our houses and homes have become places of industry and creativity on that local sort of family level rather than places to just sort of a station to go sleep and eat. One of my favorite things about the pandemic is there's a yeast shortage, a bread yeast shortage, because so many people are baking. That's a great thing that people are actually making stuff in their houses. They're actually working together as families. For us, both of my daughters were home for months for the first time since they were kids. We got to spend a lot of quality time together. The other thing is I recorded a record when I was at home. I have some home studio equipment and started playing around with that and realized that I was getting some pretty good sounds. And I actually have up on Spotify a little record called Through This Storm. That is just me and a guitar, and my friend Anna here helped me sort of spiff that up and put it out there for the public.
I did see that.
Yeah, listen to it. It's just me and a guitar. A lot of instrumental stuff, me and acoustic guitar. From evil men come evil deeds. Horses beaten through the fallen leaves. They were told there was gold at the house on Miller's Creek. Old man Townsend and his wife got down, the guns got ready to fight. The children went running to the hills and they did not speak. They watched as the gunshot blast rang out from the ragged soldiers to the old log house. Then the old man appeared with his gun above his head. He could see his wife laying on the floor, warm red blood running out the door. A ball from a rebel's gun had struck her dead. A warm blood runs downtown some mountain. Blood runs cold out of town some cave. Get my guns and I'll search till I find them. Then I'll lay their evil bodies in their grave. The air was cold and the ground was damp. I was wet and hungry in a Union camp when I got the news about the murder at my home. The youngest of all of the Townsend boys, I could close my eyes and hear the voice of Mom and Dad, so I set out all alone. Found the men I was looking for, corrupted soldiers of a brutal war. I hunted them down and took them out to Townsend Cave. Took them all down one by one, not a man left standing, not a loaded gun. I drug them outside and laid them in a shallow grave. In the Winchester jail, a man named Stevens, arrested in town for unknown reasons, was the last of the men that I was looking for. I took him to a place just outside of town. I cursed him and I beat him and I shot him down. In peace, my folks will rest forevermore. A warm blood runs down Townsend Mountain. Blood runs cold out of Townsend Cave. Get my guns and I'll search till I find them. Then I'll lay their evil bodies in their grave. Cause evil men put evil. Turn back the time.
We would like to thank Don Rogers and the Apostlebillies for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help in making our production happen each and every week. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now, folks, we got to get back to one more tune from Don Rogers and the Apostlebillies. So glad you guys could be with us. We had a great time tonight. Thanks.
The junkyard man has good times when the poor man has hard times. Transmissions, radiators, brake lines. For the junkyard man means dollar signs. Well, it's greasy hands, bloody knuckles, strip threads, tires showing metal where the word treads. A grease monkey's money on an oil pan means a T-bone steak for the junk man. Yeah, the junk man, the junk man. When the people get the blues, he gets a new pair of shoes. But the poor man, he's on the junk plan. The recession hits him hard and he's down at the old junk.
There's transmission fluid in the bare dirt. In the back seat window, there's a dirty shirt. Weeds growing up through the wheel wells. He'll crush everything that he can't sell. There's dried up blood on the dashboard and a handful of change laying in the floor. Young people die before they should, but them rear quarter panels look pretty good. Yeah, the junk man. When the people get the blues, he gets a new pair of shoes. But the poor man, he's on the junk plan. The recession hits him hard and he's down at the old junkyard. His alternator quit and his car died. Now he's got no money for his sweetheart, cause he spent it all down at the junkyard. Yeah, the junkyard man has good times when the poor man has hard times. His transmissions, radiators, brake lines, for the junkyard man means dollar signs. Yeah, the junk man. When the people get the blues, he gets a new pair of shoes. But the poor man, he's on the junk plan. The recession hits him hard and he's down at the old junkyard. The recession hits him hard and he's down at the old junkyard.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookOutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.